Okay, so the question was asked, if a non-Jewish woman asks about the laws of modesty, the laws between men and women. So we have to know a few things. One thing is that we're not supposed to teach non-Jews Torah. In contradistinction with other religions, we're not out there to call everyone in. We're going to do our thing, and when they'll admire it and they'll value what it is, then they have to have an inner inspiration and they have to want to join. But we're not calling other people to join.
I don't mean like this, but let's say, for example, if a friend of my mother comes and she wants to hug me and I tell her, I'm sorry, I can't do that, then she's asking me why.
Oh, so that we'll get to. But the first thing we have to know is that we're not supposed to teach non-Jews Torah. We're not supposed to teach non-Jews Torah.
What happens if I ask a question?
So if they ask a question, we find many times in the Midrash that non-Jews ask questions, and our sages gave them all kinds of answers that weren't a lie, but weren't the truth. Meaning, we're not looking to lie to them, but we're not looking to give them the depth of understanding of the Torah. We're not. Our goal is to leave them satisfied, but not to give them the whole picture. We're not out to teach non-Jews Torah. So the Gemara gives different examples of non-Jews who asked all kinds of questions, and this was brought both in the Gemara and in the Midrash, and our sages gave them an answer and they walked away satisfied. They gave them a logical answer, and after they walked away, the student said, okay, you fed him straw, you pushed him off with straw, now tell us the real answer. And then the Gemara goes into the real answer. There are many, many times throughout the Shas and the Midrash that this occurred, and the reasoning is basic, that we're not looking to teach non-Jews the depths of understanding of Torah. If he'll want to learn Torah, if he'll want to become Jewish, fine. So he has to find the way. If we see that he's sincere and that he wants to become Jewish, then he's entitled to learn the Torah. If all he wants is he's studying religion and he wants to know what our religion says, our religion keeps private. We'll give him the respect of giving him an answer, and an answer that he'll feel content with, but we will not give him all the knowledge and all the depths of the Torah. And therefore, if a non-Jewish woman asks, how come you can't shake my hand? And even if a Jewish woman asks, how come you can't shake my hand? You don't have to go into all the reasonings and the halacha and how we keep modest and we save intimate things for true intimate relations. You could simply answer, in Judaism, things that we respect, we don't touch. When we have a Sefer Torah, we don't touch it. We cover the Sefer Torah, we give a kiss from a distance. We have a mezuzah, we put a case on the mezuzah, we have respect for the scroll, we don't touch it. So anything that we respect, we keep a distance, we don't touch directly. We respect women, we don't touch them directly. A person and his own wife, that's something else. He respects her, and part of the relationship involves touching. But anyone else's wife, out of respect, we don't touch. That's a simple answer you could give her without going into depth, all the reasonings of that it's biblically prohibited, that any touch in it, we say, is supposed to show affection, and you don't show a woman who isn't your wife that kind of affection, your wife, your mother, your daughter. You don't go into all of that. That's not what you tell her. You give her an answer that she can be content with, that you respect it, that you value her, and at the same time, you don't give her all the understanding of what's really going on. That's one example, and this works also with Jewish women. You're going to start explaining them the halacha. They'll say, yeah, but so and so and such and once upon a time, and I know great rabbis who X and Y and Z, and okay, so you don't have to go into all that. Most people that ask questions are not looking for the truth. They're looking for something that they'll be satisfied with. So if it's someone who's learning Torah and he wants to understand, so you teach him. But if it's someone who's just coming to feel okay with the way you're treating them, so okay, give them an answer that they'll feel okay with how you're treating them. Sometimes it pays to be smart and bring the cure before you have the problem. When I go to situations where I know that there will be women there who will want to shake my hand, I always make sure to wear a black hat and a tie and a jacket, and they see me that way and it's understood, oh, he became a chinyak, right? He became a black hat Haredi. So they know they don't even entertain the thought, usually. And if they do, sometimes non-Jewish people don't even have a concept that a man doesn't touch a woman. So I explain to them, and I make sure to explain to them that it has nothing to do with whether she's non-Jewish or Jewish. I wouldn't shake a Jewish woman's hand, and I wouldn't shake her hand. I don't shake a woman's hand because we value women, and out of respect, we don't shake their hands. Now, sometimes I run into a problem that they say, yeah, but so-and-so's Jewish, and he shakes my hand, and so-and-so's Jewish, and he shakes my hand. So that's the, I think, the only time you'll hear me say, I'm a rabbi. So then I say, yeah, but I'm a rabbi.
So basically, it takes him even more.
So I say, look, he does what he does, but I'm a rabbi. I have to show more respect or something like that. I don't want to make him look bad, so okay. That's my way out of that one. You have to figure out how you're going to do it. You could say you're learning to be a rabbi or something. Figure out how you're going to say it. But you have to be prepared that question is going to come up. How come your brother or so-and-so, whatever? How come other Jews don't do this? Fine?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You want to say something?
No, I was just going to say that what happens then if they say, pull the question on him, then you're not a rabbi then.
So you could say studying to be a rabbi, whatever.
A different style.
You could say there are different customs. I'm more traditional. Figure out how to say it. I don't think they understand that. So you have to say something that's acceptable. Okay.